This is an iHeart podcast.
You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. My house smells too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint, your carpet. Maybe they're animal smells. Maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own three of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get two. Be like me and get three. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Imagine getting chopped in half. It is the Jesse Kelly Show today, and it's going to be a good one. We have Anthony Fauci. Someone did an FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, on him in his emails because he's a government employee. Yikes. Let's just say it feels really good to be me right now, because I told you all this a long time ago. Today is going to be filled with I told you so's from the Oracle himself, me. We have Iran's largest warship catching fire and sinking under mysterious circumstances. Looking at you, Chris. We have another hate crime hoax. We have great emails. Heavy D. It's going to be a great day. But first, the whole sawn in half thing. Sawed in half? Sawn in? It's sawed, isn't it, Chris? Yeah, it is sawed. What do you mean? It's not sawn. Whatever. They had a saw. All right, let's go back. We're going back to like 300 years before Jesus was born. Actually, more than 300 years. We're in like 330s BC, but none of that matters. It's really old, okay? It's really old. That's what you need to know. And our story today, it's about a man universally admired amongst the conquerors of the past. That's what's so wild. And I know you're saying, Jesse, that's you. No, this is older than me. It's about Alexander the Great. And what's so crazy about Alexander the Great, Roman emperors practically worshipped the guy. Remember, there's that great story about Caesar Augustus when Alexander's body was supposedly buried in Egypt, and he goes down to Egypt, and he says to them, hey, where's Alexander the Great's body? I want to go pay my respects. And they said, all right, here he is. All right, do you want to see all our other emperors and pharaohs? And he said, I came here to see a king, not a bunch of corpses. It's a Genghis Khan knew about and looked up to Alexander the Great. It's just everybody. I mean, also some not so great conquerors, Hitler and such. Napoleon, who was a great conqueror, looked up to Alexander the Great. All the greats look up to him. He's like, it's the best way I can describe this. For you former basketball fans, I used to watch basketball all the time when I was a kid. I played for a long time. I sucked. Don't worry about that. But I played for a long time. Alexander the Great's like the Michael Jordan of the ancient world. And what I mean by that is not just that he was great. It's that he was so great and legendary, the other greats look up to him. That doesn't happen. You know, great men with huge egos and accomplish huge things, they don't have mentors or people they idolize. Other basketball players, the best basketball players on the planet, wore Michael Jordan's shoes while Michael Jordan was still playing. That's unheard of. That's what Alexander the Great is, the other greats in history. Hannibal Barca, all of them, they all looked up to him. We got Jim Hansen coming on later on, second hour of today's show, by the way. Jim Hansen, as you know, he's our former Green Beret guy, foreign policy expert guy. He thinks we have something brewing with these indictments, with the people who went in the Capitol on January 6th. He thinks this whole thing is a farce, and we're going to let Jim expand on that a little later on. All right, back to our story. So another thing about Alexander the Great that I find to be extremely fascinating is this. I want you to imagine, we all have gifts, right? I mean, look, I obviously have a bunch, and Jewish producer Chris doesn't have very many, but you have gifts. You're born with things you're good at, and you suck at some things. I'm very frank with my sons about this, I should note. It's a hilarious, very direct household. My oldest, absurdly good at some things and terrible at others. My youngest, I'm exactly the opposite kind of kid, great at some things, terrible at others. My oldest is an artist. Now, I don't mean one of the weirdos who smokes the weird cigarettes and things like that. I mean, he sits down and he can draw something and it's astounding. He's 12 years old. I can't draw a stick figure. My youngest, a bit more like me, not necessarily the best drawer in the world. And he drew something the other day, and he knew I was going to make fun of him for it. And he said, "Dad, look at what I drew, my youngest, the bad one." And I said, "You might want to leave the art to your older brother. That's terrible." And we both just laughed. All right, anyway, we're born with certain things, right? Certain gifts. That's how God made you. That's fine. Good for you. I want you to picture a child born with an absurd gift for technology. We're talking about 2021, right? The kid is just one of those kids who's building a computer with his bare hands at six. It is one of those types of people. And I want you to, then I want you to imagine this. You have this child with this gift for technology, just naturally gifted at it. And his dad is Steve Jobs. That is the best comparison I can come up with for Alexander the Great. He was, by any measure, this absurdly gifted, brave military leader. Every part of the military campaign, too, not just tactics. Tactically, he was a genius. Logistically, he was a genius. You know how amazing it is 300 years before Christ to supply an army that size, that far away from home? He's in Syria. These guys are from Greece. He's over in Syria supplying an army without a navy. He didn't even have a good navy. That's absurd. So he's just... he's born with these gifts, but we can't talk about Alexander the Great without talking about his dad, Steve Jobs. The guy gets no credit historically. I mean, I take that back. If you like history at all, you obviously know who Philip II is. But Alexander the Great's father was a boss. I mean, a straight up movie character. He had one eye. He had all these horrible injuries because he was always in the front lines of whatever battle he was in. But he took over Macedonia and reformed their army into being a military juggernaut and proceeded to turn around and not beat up a bunch of tiny barbarian tribes. He beat up all the Greeks, all the people who fought like he fought. He went and crushed all of them except for Sparta, of course. That's a great story we'll get to in a second. That was Alexander the Great's father. His mother, her name was Olympias. There are so many legends about her. You don't know what to believe. A lot of the ancient gods are obviously very weird, right? The things people worshipped back then. Hers was super weird. It involved snakes and some very adult-themed worship practices, and it involved drugs. It's very, very odd. Very, very odd, but it's supposedly a formidable woman. Philip II gets assassinated in front of a bunch of people, and it is believed, they don't know this, obviously, it's 300 years before Christ, nobody took any fingerprints. It is believed because he was assassinated by one of his bodyguards, and then they promptly killed the bodyguard, which you would never do. You would catch him and interrogate him and find out who paid him to do that. It is widely believed that Olympias, Alexander the Great's mother, is the one who arranged for Philip II's assassination. But long story short, Alexander the Great takes over as king of this empire at 20. How did he prepare to be king? Well, he studied his father. He fought with his father. Remember the whole Steve Jobs thing? You know who his father hired to educate his young son, Alexander, his young gifted boy? I'm not making this up. Aristotle. Philip II went to Aristotle. He'd previously razed Aristotle's village to the ground. And he went to Aristotle and said, "You, I want you to tutor my boy. Make my boy amazing. Teach him about religion and philosophy and all these things." And Aristotle comes back and says, "Okay, but I have some demands." What were those demands? I'll explain in a second. We'll continue with Alexander the Great, and then we get to the Fauci emails.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
Quality of your gear can save your life. That is a fact. When I talk to you about getting quality things, I'm not trying to point fingers at you and lecture you. I'm not trying to look down on you. I'm not trying to make you spend money you don't want to spend. But when I tell you things like, make sure you buy good tires for your car, I'm not telling you that so you can look good. Tires can save your life. When I tell you to buy a custom holster from Northwest Retention Systems, I'm not telling you that just so you can look cool, although the holsters do look good. I'm telling you that because that may be your life at stake, pulling that weapon out of that holster, having it function properly. Go to nwretention.com. That's nwretention.com. Use the code Jesse at checkout. That gets you 10% off. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Don't rub your head when I say that, Chris. We have international downloads, lots of them. You did not miss, I should clarify. I don't know why I'm in such a great mood today. It's just so fun. This is the best job in the world, getting to talk to you. All right. You did not miss the big announcement. I do have it on my life. I'm not making this up. I'm not jerking you around. It's not at the end of this thing, I'm not going to announce I got a new pair of socks I love. There is a gigantic show announcement coming. I said yesterday that I thought it might be Wednesday or Thursday. That means today or tomorrow. I still think that's a possibility, but that means I'm going to have a text message saying you can announce it within the next hour and a half, or the show's going to be over, or 2.5 hours. Never mind. We got 2.5 hours. Cross your fingers. It might be by the end of the show. I would stay tuned today. How about that, Chris? Always keep them listening. See, that? What have I been telling you? 877-377-4373. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. We have new reviews of the show. Let me just say, I mean, when you have titles of these reviews like Secret Admirer and So Handsome, you know people have really been reviewing the show. All right, back to Alexander the Great. Philip II, Alexander's father, points to Aristotle and says, I want you to tutor and mentor my boy. Well, as I pointed out before, Philip II had razed Aristotle's town to the ground and enslaved all of his people. Aristotle, to his credit, stands up to Philip II and says, okay, yeah, I'll be happy to tutor your boy. I want you to rebuild the town you destroyed of mine and all the people who you haven't murdered yet in slavery, because some had passed away, all the people you haven't murdered yet, free them and let them come back. And Philip II does it. That's Alexander the Great's tutor. I did mention the Spartans earlier. I should point this out. Philip II conquers all of Greece, unifies all of Greece. Remember, these are all different city-states. and very, very powerful city-states. But Philip II essentially makes them Greece, except for Sparta. He wants a unified Greece, Philip II does, because he wants to go to war with the Persians. We'll get to them in a moment. Well, Sparta hasn't joined. And so Philip II, after dominating everybody, and Sparta by now is way past their prime. I want to make sure I'm clear about that. They're still, obviously, as you're about to find out, tough as nails. You're certainly not just going to waltz in there and push them around. But Philip II could have taken Sparta by now. He writes them some threatening letter. The ultimate, you know, the old ancient conqueror threatening letter. Come bend the knee or I'm going to raise all your cities to the ground, enslave all your women, all that stuff. You know, the standard conqueror talk from back in the day. His letter, when he wrote them, started out with, if you don't submit to me, I'm gonna raise your cities, things like that. In the most Spartan move of all Spartan moves, they write him a lettered response back. And you know what it said? If. That's all it said? What a gigantic screw you to Philip II. Anyway, he didn't go. He didn't follow up on the threat. He's like, you know, I actually think I'm going to leave them alone for now. All right, Philip gets assassinated. Alexander takes over as king at 20. And I realize people mature faster than others. It's just some people never mature. Don't look at me, Chris. Some people never mature. I couldn't imagine having a gigantic kingdom handed to me at 20 years old. I promise you one thing, I would not still be alive. Alexander the Great gets handed a unified Greece at the age of 20. But the world is a funny place, and I want you to understand this because the world has not changed. It is the same today as it always has been. People respect strength, and when people smell weakness or think there might be weakness, when people smell weakness, they pounce. They're going to test it. They're going to probe. They're going to see what they can get away with and what they can't get away with. You have this juggernaut of an ancient conqueror, Philip II. He dies after fighting all these wars with all these Greek places and unifying Greece. These other Greek states who didn't want to be under Macedonia, didn't want to be under the Philip II, they look at this lion of a man dying and see his snot-nosed 20-year-old son taking over the kingdom. And you know what they say to themselves? Oh, this kid doesn't have what it takes. All these places Philip had taken over start rebelling right away. But, man, talk about some bad luck. They really did not realize who they were dealing with. There are 20-year-olds, and then there's 20-year-old Alexander the Great. He promptly raises a force smaller than virtually all the other forces he's facing and just curb stomps all of them right back into submission. He's smart enough to do some diplomacy when he has to. He's also a brutal conqueror. He knows when to absolutely burn a city to the ground and enslave everyone. Oh, I want to clarify something about slavery, too. When we talk a lot about ancient Greek slavery and ancient Roman slavery, it can run the gamut on how that slavery goes for you if you're enslaved. If you're a dude, you can be anything from a tutor. The Rome had tutors all the time that were slaves. You're teaching the rich guy's son math. You live a real nice life. And you could be a stable hand. You can work the farms. You can work stone. You can on the low end of it, work the mines. That's what a lot of these slaves did. They worked the mines. Understand that mining back in the day was, it's not as if it's lovely today. You want to talk about treacherous. You want to talk about no safety standards at all with people you valued, let alone slaves, digging so deep in the ground, tunnels, cave-ins. If you were a slave back then and you were sent to the mines, it's a death sentence. That's a virtual guarantee, and you're not going to live a pleasant life until the day you do die. If you're a woman, I mean, it's hard to say. You probably even have it worse, especially if you're an attractive one. I'll just leave it at that. But again, the women could have nice lives too, depending on who bought you and what they wanted. There were women who were, I mean, you were just also tutors, cleaning the house, you know, something like that. Or, like I said, it could get really, really ugly for you, really, really ugly for you. But slavery was not fun. Slavery was the history of the world, though. Anyway, back to our story. The Macedonians are not the juggernaut on the world stage at this point. There's not a single person on the planet. If you had all these military analysts that were on NBC, ABC, and CBS back in the day, and the 331 BC version of ABC, you wouldn't have a single military analyst take a look at the world stage and say, you know, those Macedonians are running this place. Everybody would talk about one place and one place only, the Achaemenid Persian Empire. It was gigantic. It was absurdly powerful, absurdly rich. They owned everything. They governed. I mean, it wasn't the end of the world to be governed by the Persian Empire, to get conquered by the Persian Empire. As long as you look, you didn't want to make them mad, but it really wasn't that bad. Well, it wasn't that bad before. It's about to be. I'll explain in a second. Then we'll go into these Fauci emails. You know, I understand the things you want out of life. And I understand the thing you want the most in life is to be like me. But, Chris, in all seriousness, I love that you love your Eden Pure thunderstorms. I love the emails I get. I get them all the time now. Jesse, my allergies, you were right. This thing works. My house smells so good. I get it. You can have three Eden Pure thunderstorms like I do. This week, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. That's absurd. You can have three of these things for under $200. That's $200 in savings. You just have to go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse and the number 3. Do not forget that code or it won't work. EdenPureDeals.com. The code is Jesse and the number 3. Go. Be like me.
My physical as well as my mental fitness.
I'm looking forward to this, man. You walk behind me in a debate. Come here, man.
We can't rebuild our economy and meet this climate crisis, exacerbating the need for environmental justice. Sorry, as a bug. Speaking of the environment.
We need to work again with Canada and Mexico as neighbors, not as adversaries, as adversaries.
Donald Trump does pose an excellent threat to this. It's not hypothetical.
There's things that are worth dealing with.
People smell weakness. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, 877-377-4373. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We have Jim Hansen coming up about an hour from now. Former Green Beret Jim Hansen. He's a Washington, D.C. guy now, and he thinks there's something major with these Capitol protesters who were arrested. He thinks there's something big here. We're going to let him expand on that a little. Don't forget, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All your emails go right to Jewish producer Chris. He prints them all out for me. I read every single one of them. I will not respond. I get way too many emails, but I read them all. You email it, I'll read it. Back to our story. Let's try to wrap this up here because I have so much to get to now, including another I told you so from me. What, Chris? You know what we need, Chris? I just thought of this on the air. It's look, it's called thinking on your feet. It's what? It's we needed a special, like, I told you so soundtrack for whenever me, the Oracle, is right about something. Well, you know we do. You know we do. Let's just make it obnoxious, as obnoxious as possible. All right. It wasn't that bad to be under the Persian Empire back in the day. As long as you didn't rebel, pay your taxes. They were one of the most lenient colonizers, if you want to call them that, of all time. It was, hey, man, pay your taxes. I don't care who you worship. I don't care what you do. Pay your taxes. When we need troops, send us troops. Other than that, you do your thing. Oh, and the taxes? They weren't even high. They weren't even that bad. Just do your thing. Look, just be part of the Persian Empire. People wanted to be part of the Persian Empire. Mostly. I say mostly because inevitably, when you expand, you're going to have some very bitter people who didn't want to be conquered. They don't want to pay your taxes. They don't want to be under you, especially people who have historically been great. What do I mean by that? Let's fast forward a bit in our story. Alexander the Great takes his juggernaut army that his father, Philip II, had built, and Alexander leads a massive invasion of Asia. He is going after the Persian Empire. Should be noted that Alexander the Great actually blames the Persian Empire for assassinating his father. That shouldn't sound weird to you. The Persian Empire was notorious for passing money around everywhere for spies and for assassins. That bodyguard who plunged a dagger into the ribs of Philip II very well could have been paid with Persian money. We don't know. We don't have any idea. But Alexander very much thought he was. And so he's on a mission of revenge. He fights a huge battle against the Persians called the Battle of Granicus or the Battle of Granicus River. Another battle where Alexander's absurdly outnumbered. The Persians, though, are way too cocky, and they get their teeth kicked in by this young upstart. He continues on. He continues winning. He finds a place you may have heard of called Egypt. They were technically under the Persian Empire, but Egypt was notorious. I mean, for everybody, Egypt always rebelled. There was always a rebellion going on in Egypt. They didn't want to be under anyone. They viewed themselves, and still do, as the oldest, greatest empire of all time. And I will tell you, when you look at their history and the length of it, they're not necessarily mistaken. There's in Houston here, where I am, there's a Museum of Natural Science. Believe me, I'm not trying to sound like an 85-year-old man. I like museums when they're done well. They can be really cool. I know that's dorky, okay? Stop making fun of me. I can feel your hate through the radio. I can see your mockery, and it's mean. But I like museums, and even if you don't like museums, you would like the Houston Museum of Natural Science. It is absurdly cool. Anyway, they have a huge Egypt section in there. With mummies and stuff like that. Oh, it's awesome. Chris, I don't know what you're nodding your head for. It's like $50 to get in. There's no way you paid those prices. Let me guess. Hold on. Before you say anything, you went on half price day or something, didn't you? You did. He did. I knew it. Of course you did. Of course he did. Oh, gosh. That's so stereotypical. Yeah, I hope you're embarrassed right now. I hope you're embarrassed. Now everybody knows. Anyway, Egypt is old and great, and they knew it. I keep getting sidetracked today. This happens when I'm in too good of a mood. What I need to do is start coming in hungover or something, Chris, so I'm just foul. All right. Alexander, he knows logistics are a huge part of his campaign because he is so far from home. When they talk about his conquest of Persia, they make it sound like he conquered this army one day and then took off the next day and did this and the next day and did that. No, it was fight a huge battle and then find a soft place to land where you can rest your head, let your men recuperate, and make sure your army's well fed. That's what he found in Egypt. Because Egypt was the one, as nice as they were, who didn't want to be under the Persian yoke anymore. And Alexander, a lesson all the other wannabe conquerors should have taken, Alexander was very careful to make sure he presented his conquest as a liberation of the people. Conqueror after conqueror after conqueror screwed this up. It was the great failure of Hitler. It was Hitler's great failure. I mean, I realize he was no military genius either. But if he could have set aside his anti-Semitism, which I know is asking a lot to ask Hitler, that's pretty much defined him. But if he could have, or even just hit it, you know, you don't have to, he didn't have to love Jews, but just don't murder all of them. Hitler would have conquered Russia. You realize that. They hated their government in Russia. They were perfectly happy to be liberated, except these idiot Nazis storm in and start murdering all the Jews and gypsies and everybody else. So they made themselves hated too. Take note. If you ever decide you're going to lead an army and conquer Mexico, as we've talked about several times on this show, what, Chris? You must present yourself as a liberator. You cannot present yourself as the new king who's here to smite them. Anyway, Alexander does this well. His army gets rested and recuperated. By now, Darius III, that's the only other name I'm going to give you today, Darius III, he's the big cheese in the Persian Empire. By now, he understands this Alexander guy is a serious, serious problem. We are in a lot of trouble. He had previously been very dismissive of him. And when your title is King of Kings, that's what the Persian king's title was, you tend to be fairly dismissive. When you've been running the Persian Empire, you don't worry about really anyone. Well, now he realizes he has a problem on his hands, and his problem is on his own soil. So he gathers a massive force, an absolutely massive force, and they set out. Now, this is one of history's great screw-ups militarily of all time. How big was it? Well, I'll explain in a minute. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
I need a dip. I think about that every single time I eat to this day. It took me years to quit dipping because I dipped for years. And to this day, I'm 39 years old. I will eat a meal and think to myself, oh man, I need a dip. And there are times still where I would break if it wasn't for Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's Mint Chew allows me to put in a dip. They have 11 different flavors of long cut. They have 4 different flavors of the CBD pouches. Those are the ones I highly recommend those. But it's tobacco-free, and it's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. It will help you quit, and it will make sure you stay quit, if that's how you put that. Go to jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 10% off.
I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend.
Such a beautiful jam. Thank you for bringing us back with that. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, man, I mean, it's such a fun show. I'm so excited for the announcement. Chris, it's killing me. Now, I'm not going to say anything because everyone knows that. And again, let me clarify. You did not miss the big announcement coming for the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, you didn't miss it. There is a chance it will come before the end of the show today. If not today, I'm guessing tomorrow. It's not in my control. So you didn't miss it. Let me clarify something else. Do not email me, call me, or text me asking me about it. I've said this 9 times. I'm not going to give you a hint. I'm not allowed to say anything. Contractually, I'm not allowed to say anything. Even if I was allowed, I wouldn't say anything because, you know, I'm not the one who says anything about anything. So I'm not doing it. I will tell you and I will give you every detail the second I am allowed to. I'm not holding out on you trying to do some super long radio tease here. Back to our story before we get to Fauci and a new hack and everything else. One of the great military blunders of all time was this. Darius III sends an army to go stop Alexander the Great, who was already winning everywhere he went because that's what Alexander the Great did. And there was a way, a route to get into the heart of the Persian Empire called the Gates. And no, it's different than the 300 Gates. We're in a totally different part of the world here. Stay focused. Anyway, it was called the Gates. One of those places where if you put the men and resources there, it was impregnable. You were simply not going to get through it. Alexander the Great's entire campaign stops there if the Persians get there and dig in. Instead, they send this tiny little force there that just gets brushed aside by Alexander. And I want you to understand this. Alexander the Great was understandably the cockiest human being in the history of mankind. He thought he was part God. His parents, I think his mother, if I remember right, told him he was the descendant of Hercules. I'm not making this up. Like and up to this point, he's seen nothing to prove him otherwise. So we're talking about the cockiest human being on the planet. He admitted later on, my entire campaign stops and fails if they had just built up that gate. Like he said it. They could have stopped me right here. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why they didn't stop me right here. Darius chooses not to stop him there. Instead, chooses to set up on a plane, a big wide open plane, and crush this whippersnapper once and for all. How is he going to crush Alexander the Great? Well, Alexander the Great has roughly 47,000 troops. How many does Darius have? I don't know, but it's a lot. The reason I say I don't know is because I've read 5 things on this last night, and it ran the gamut from 150,000 to 1,000,000. They think he might have had 1,000,000. Now that's absurd. I don't think you could field an army that size back then. Let's just call it 250,000. Let's call it 250,000. That's a nice number, but understand when I say that, I have no idea. Absolutely not. The place is called Gaugamela. Alexander the Great sets up on a hill. The hill overlooking the plain. Darius again made a mistake. He had the hill and then gave up the hill and gave it to Alexander. Alexander the Great, his men are saying things to him like, boss, we're just a little bit outnumbered here. What are we going to do? Alexander the Great, I'm paraphrasing, says, well, we're going to go kill them all. He has a plan. He rests his men. He observes. Darius, because he's not on the hill, his men have to remain alert at all times and forced to wait, but he's not all that concerned. Why? Well, he has 30,000 cavalry alone, and a lot of his cavalry are these things called scythed chariots. What you need to understand about a scythed chariot is, I know you know what a chariot is. This is a chariot with a gigantic blade sticking out each wheel. And yes, they do exactly what you think they do. They turn over really, really fast and they chop people in half. The chariot drives by you and chops you in half. If you're lucky, it'll only slice off your leg. If you happen to be kneeling, well, don't lose your head. This is terrifying for an army to face. Unless your army's Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great knows this is coming. Instead, he just sets his troops up really, really, really far apart. Instead of standing side by side so the chariots can just ride through and slice everyone open, he spreads his men out. The chariots charge. The men just simply step aside and spear the charioteers on the way by. That's Alexander the Great, people. All right, we're pretty much done here. Hang on, we'll finish this up. And then Fauci. Hang on.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. That's doihaveprediabetes.org.
Wait, did they just say one in three adults has prediabetes? That's 33.33333% of adults. That means it could be me, my boss, or my boss's boss, or me, my favorite sister, or my other sister. That's seven members of my 21-person romantic book club. Wait, the one in three could be me, my karaoke partner Carol, or my karaoke enemy Jeff. I'm going to take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's put a wrap on our story here. The cavalry for the Persians, they attacked Alexander, but Alexander's cavalry was simply better. He fought off his cavalry while at the same time exposing a gigantic gap in his line. The Persians charged it, but Alexander the Great had left that gap there on purpose as bait. He then circled around behind, charged their king, who had to flee the field of battle. The Persian Empire, this was its final day. They collapsed after this. Where am I going with all this? Well, I'll explain in just a moment. We're going to get to Dr. Fauci. We're going to get to this new hacking thing. It is time to dig in on the issues. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Man, this guy's great.
You planning on sending your kid to college? Just a question. No judgment here. Are you planning on sending your kids to an American university? If you are, maybe just pause that decision making until we get done with this week in wokeism. Well, I mean, maybe if you're sending your kid to college, you should avoid Villanova.
I want to say that the Marxist foundation of critical race theory is at base a spiritual concern. Marx was concerned that our modern systems were flattening that humanity and alienating us from the creative endeavors that we were, well, Christians would say, we were designed to emulate and to practice. So the core question for critical race theory is one of releasing people, especially people of color, especially Black people, from the oppressive systems that deny us access to our species being, including racism. It's Marxism, my point being, critical race theory's Marxism is fundamentally a spiritual concern.
Still sending your kid to school? How much you gonna pay for that? $20,000, $30,000, $40,000?
That was me. Of course that was me, because it was so brilliant on my TV show on the 1st. The show is called I'm Right. It's on every single night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. But now you're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get into Fauci, before I get into the hacking, before I get into everything, let's talk about something real quick. You can lose entire wars by not holding on to one critical thing. You know, like Darius III could have stopped Alexander the Great, but didn't send men to the gate. Could have stopped him. Alexander the Great, you probably don't know his name if Darius III sends an army and stops him in the gate. I was reading about this story last night, and I thought to myself, as I look at how much the world has gone mad, how much America itself has gone mad. I mean, every single part of it seems to be infected. And I think to myself, did we win the Cold War? Did we actually stop the communists? Oh, I realize we beat the Soviet Union. I'm not debating that, but did we? Did we win the actual Cold War if it was against communism? Yeah, wrap your mind around this. Wrap your mind around that all of America, the country was committed to defeating communism back in the day. Committed to it. And understandably so, because it's the opposite of everything our culture stands for. You know, individual liberty, belief in God, things like that. That's what American culture is. I don't care whether that's what you believe. That's what American culture is. It's what makes our culture unique. Federal government is small. There are limited things the government can do to you. Our laws are based on the Judeo-Christian values. That's our culture. That's the culture of our society. Communism stands opposite of all those things. We fought hard against it, as we should have. But wrap your mind around this. Communists now educate your kids. Not even just in college. Communists, as you just heard in that clip, they educate your kids in college. They educate your kids in grade school. Communists now bring you the news every single night. Wrap your mind around that. The American people fought all these wars and did all this fighting against communism, and now the American people, end of a long, hard day, sit down, turn on the TV. Honey, thanks for dinner. I love that fettuccine. Let's see what's on the news. And they get their news from communists. The products we buy. Communists. You enjoying LGBTQ plus month yet? Have you seen enough rainbow to last you a lifetime yet? Enjoying that? Enjoying that cultural Marxism? It's a good time, right? Maybe we didn't hold the gate. Maybe we should have held the gate more. Email. Sylvia. Masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected, rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. The typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through material. That's weird. Who is that? Chris, who is this fake news guy denying the science out there about masks? I want to know who this science denier is who won't listen to the experts and won't listen to the doctors. This is absurd. We have to put a stop to this guy now. Let's get a hold of someone, make sure his social media accounts are banned. We're not going to have fake news spread around. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see this. Oh, that was sent by one Anthony Fauci. Sent it to Sylvia Burwell on February 5th, 2020. I'm not going to go into the gigantic Fauci emails specifically today. In case you're wondering, BuzzFeed, to their credit, want to make sure I give them credit, they did a massive FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request, soliciting Dr. Fauci's emails because he's a government employee. These are government emails. They got a hold of them. I'm not going to go into all the details because the details don't matter. What does matter is this. You know that guy out there who's been telling you none of what you see is real, everything the system tells you is a lie, so on. That guy who's been saying that, who's that guy? Oh, that's me. Yeah, he was right the whole time. The emails show for a fact. Dr. Fauci knew very early on your stupid masks are stupid. He knew very early on there's a chance this thing came from a lab. He knew all the things you know now and that you've known for a while. He knew them too. But he went on TV time and time again and he scared the American people to death. And now the economy is in shambles. The mental health of a nation is in shambles. Trillions in damage. The lives lost, not from COVID, from all the other things that stem from our COVID stuff, the lives lost, lives destroyed, it's unquantifiable. It's unquantifiable. And yet he's out there selling a book. He'll never be held to account. None of these people will. And I have a couple things I need to say about it, and they're both going to be hard to hear. One, some of this is on Donald Trump. Who put Anthony Fauci in front of a camera? Time and time and time again. Who put Anthony Fauci in front of a camera? Who? Don't act like Joe Biden hired Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci, every single day, sitting down with the president, lockdown, mask, we're going to die, lockdown, mask, we're going to die. Trump gave that man the pulpit. Now you can say, Trump changed his mind. Yeah, when it was too late. Right about the time it was too late, he changed his mind. That's one. You know what the second hard thing to hear is? I'll tell you in a second. This is going to hurt.
You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. It's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free. It's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, get 10% off.
This is an iHeart podcast.